Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO, online KFYO.com, and you can take the show wherever you go with the Radio Pup app for your iPhone, Android device. Absolutely free to download, and you can take KFYO programming wherever you may go. We switch gears a little bit from the minimum wage, talk a little Texas politics. Joining us, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com, political strategist and GOP political strategist, Matt Mikowiak. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Chad. Doing great. Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And it was good to see that UT got a nice scrimmage on Thursday night. That was nice to see.
We've had Tex number in Lubbock, in Austin, but in Lubbock it's usually a different story.
Yeah, it was a fun game to watch for the first quarter, at least for Tech fans, and then after that it was like, okay, let's go do a little holiday shopping, everybody, or at least have another round of pie. Matt, a lot of stuff going on. We're kind of getting into those weeks where politicians kind of lay low a little bit, though. Paul Burka had yet another blog, Where's Wendy Part 2, up on his site. What are you going to be taking a look at over the next few weeks? Obviously, filing deadline that's looming. What are some of the races that you're going to be taking a look at coming up?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing really is the filing deadline, which is a week from today. And, you know, are there any major changes to the statewide slate on the Republican or Democratic side? My sense is that for the major races, that nothing is changing. You basically now have Democratic candidates for most of the major offices, and you've got, you know, active Republican primaries for all the major offices as well. If, you know, there was a last-minute change by a candidate, obviously that would change the dynamic, and so there's always that chance on, you know, Friday or Monday, someone thinks they can't win or someone wants to get in at the last minute. So that's one thing to watch. A couple other things to watch. I think this week, Governor Perry's in South Carolina and then Virginia over the weekend. He's got a sort of campaign style swing through South Carolina this week. Be interested to see what kind of response he gets. Obviously, if he runs for president, again, South Carolina is going to be a big part of his strategy as a Southern candidate. Of course, there's going to be other Southern candidates running as well, likely Rand Paul, perhaps Ted Cruz. So, that's something to watch. You know, the other thing to watch just on the filing deadline is, you know, do state candidates and congressmen get serious primaries on either side. And so, you know, that's another thing to watch. There's probably 10 or 15 state house seats that are truly competitive in Texas. Right now there's only really, I would say, one probably state senate seat that's competitive. But, you know, some of these members of Congress right now who've been up there a long time and have been safe, could potentially get primaries this week, and that could provide some interesting races if they have serious challenges.
You know, on the national level, we keep hearing, and I guess you can bring this up with John Cornyn as well, but this divide between some of the more moderate Republicans and the Tea Party, are we seeing that translate from national to statewide as far as Republicans here in Texas?
Yeah. You know, it seems like it's more pronounced at the national level. And I think part of that is because in Texas, Republicans control the governor's office, the statewide, you know, slate, and also the House and Senate. And so, generally speaking, they're able to enact, Republican and conservative agenda. Now, obviously, there are parts of the conservative movement in Texas that are disappointed that the legislature hasn't been more conservative. I think you could put me in that category over the last session. There was an opportunity to be, I think, bolder on school choice. There was certainly an opportunity to be more conservative on spending. And there were a number of other priorities that weren't addressed. But, you know, we do have a two-thirds rule in Texas, and that limits what you can do in the state Senate in a regular session. And so, yes, is there a fight between the Tea Party and the mainstream Republicans in Texas? Yes, it's not as pronounced. It's not as active. And generally that's because the Tea Party is, I think, in the main, fairly pleased with the direction the state of Texas is headed.
Yeah.
But I think that's a very stark difference between what you see at the national level and in Texas.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak, GOP strategist, co-founder of MustReadTexas.com. We've seen a couple of articles that have come out lately about Tarrant County and this big push by Democrats to turn Tarrant County blue. It's obviously right next to Dallas County. Dallas County blue. You could argue purple, I guess, if you really wanted to. Tarrant County still red. How important is Tarrant County right now to both the Republicans and the Democrats?
Well, it is important. I mean, it's a rapidly growing county. It's a little bit more rural than some of the other urban counties. But one of the things I just kind of come back to is, you know, where are the strong Democratic candidates that are going to help turn it blue?
Yeah.
You don't have a strong candidate who stepped forward in that state Senate seat. Wendy Davis's sort of protege chose not to run. To my knowledge, you don't have the state reps from Tarrant County. I think there are five of them. None of them, I think, are in competitive races for the general election. I don't believe any of the Republican members of Congress from Tarrant County are in any danger of having serious races. So it's kind of like, you know, great, you're trying to make it competitive. That's a nice talking point. Is there anything mm-hmm. behind that? And maybe they're looking at the sort of county-level offices and things like that, a little bit below the surface. But Tarrant County is important, there's no question. I mean, look, Democrats aren't going to be able to start making headway in Texas unless they start picking off some of these larger counties. And so those top five counties in the major cities in Texas are obviously the most important. But it's that second tier suburban counties outside those major urban areas. It's places like Montgomery County and Fort Bend and Houston. It's places like Denton, in Dallas. It's the counties in and around Austin, San Antonio that are suburban. Like Hayes County, that are rapidly growing because people still want land, but they still want access to the cities. And so a lot of those suburban counties that are between number 6 and number 10 and number 6, number 15 in Texas are just exploding. And that's another real challenge for Democrats because those counties are becoming redder, and they're becoming redder much faster than anywhere else in the state.
Visiting Matt Mikowiak. Matt, what can people find on mustreadtexas.com today?
Yeah, we had the holiday week, and so it was a little bit of a slow news period. But as I said earlier, Governor Perry's on the campaign trail this week. You also had historian T.R. Fehrenbach, who is a longtime Texas historian, died over the weekend. And so there's an obituary posted of him, and there's some nice comments coming in from various Texas politicians about him. Again, filing period ends this week, so kind of watch the politics. But you can find all the news on mustreadtexas.com and sign up for the daily email.
Yeah, it's a great resource. Matt Mikowiak, thank you very much. Always appreciate your time.
Thanks, Chad. Take care.
Have a good one. Matt Mikowiak, you can follow him on Twitter as well, @MattMikowiak.